after an extraordinary night of unusual experiences, I woke up lying in bed with my head lying on my side, and on that particular side, on my left side, I would be looking across my wife, past her clock, and up out some windows, which the blinds of which were partly opened. Mm-hmm. The clock said 4:53. Perfectly clear. It's very clear. You can see it easily. It's a lit clock. And out the windows, and it was a stormy night. The wind was racing, and the clouds were racing. And coming through those clouds with absolutely no regard whatsoever for the wind and the weather was an enormous object, and it could not have been high at all. I would guess it was under 500 feet and coming gracefully toward the building. And I was, and it was just in the, just at the, in the ceiling, just at the cloud ceiling. I mean, just at the point where just the bottom part of it was visible below the clouds, and it was often not visible. And I immediately woke Ann up and jumped out of bed, and I said, there's a drone out there, because that's exactly what it looked like. It looked like one of the pictures of the drones that Linda gathered from people over the course of the summer. Right. And I was shocked, absolutely stunned. But then when we looked out the window standing up, we couldn't see it. So I had my cell phone in my hand because it has a camera in it, mm-hmm. and there was nothing to do. So we decided, well, it must have been a nightmare. God knows I have a few of those. And I had had such a – what had happened in the previous couple of hours was brain-bending, and I thought, yeah, maybe it is a nightmare.
Okay, we'll get to that, but all right, so it's 4:53 in the morning. You see this object.
Right.
You stand up after waking your wife, and then you don't see it. Isn't it possible, Whitley, that just standing up removed it from your field of view?
This is exactly what happened. But So we went back to bed. I turn over, and there it is again, quite close to the house this time. And I don't think it was even just a few hundred feet away, and it was really looming. I mean, it was very big, and I thought, it was shocking that it was so close, and I jumped up again, grabbed the cell phone, ran to the window, and I couldn't see it. Then I realized it's the angle. It's the angle. So I bent down, and I still couldn't see it, so I rushed back to the bed, lay down on the bed, and I could see it again.
Right.
But this time, it was just going past the end of the windows, moving out toward the sea, and it was gone. I didn't see it again. And but it was just that angle I could see it at, but I could see it quite clearly at that angle.
All right. Why are you describing it as a drone?
Well, the interesting thing is Linda sort of came up with that word, and I think maybe some of the people who first saw them did, because they don't look like they could be manned. There doesn't seem to be any crew compartment.
That's right.
They're large, complex, weird-looking things. I mean weird. They don't seem to have any, they're not aerodynamic at all. They don't have anything to do with lift as we understand it. Mm-hmm. And the way this thing moved, it obviously didn't. I mean, it didn't care about that wind at all. It was like it was might as well have been moving across a street or something. It was so smooth.
Could you make a guess at speed?
No, not fast. 20-30 miles an hour at most. It was moving very slowly. It was not in any hurry. It was not in any trouble. It was just moving slowly along. And after that, I thought to myself, my God, what has gone on in this house over the past few hours in some way I think has to do with that thing. And the way it was affecting my mind, mm-hmm. and it was simply extraordinary, Art. I want to, before I go on, I want to read to you this 2023 press release from Breitbart.com, and it's also repeated in the New Scientist magazine. Parallel universes really do exist, according to a mathematical discovery by Oxford scientists described as one expert as one of the most important developments in the history of science. Now, this is because this has been a theory, but these mathematicians have narrowed it down to the point they have nailed it down, and they believe that actual physical parallel universes are here now all around us.
And again, this is all determined mathematically.
This is theoretically in physics, yes, but now math for the first time is supporting the physics. And
wow,
that's what's new. And it makes it, we don't have, haven't had too many incidents in the history of science where math and physics coming together like that have not turned out to be describing reality. In other words, this is probably real, what we're talking about. And now, what happened to me that night, and I can tell you about an earlier incident of this in a little while if you want to.
Well, I want to hear about the 2 hours prior to
exactly
4:53. Obviously, you feel that a parallel universe is at play here.
Oh, I think more than one. I think more than one. And I think what I experienced during the course of that night was living, experiencing, being conscious of myself and my life unfolding, our lives unfolding, in a number of universes at the same time. And the fantastic part was that in one or two instances, I actually moved physically during the course of the evening into another world. But at one point, I actually got up out of the bed and walked into the living room. And it was a completely different room.
Different room. Different. Why you, Whitley? And why you again?
Why me?
Yes.
You know, Art, I've thought a lot about that. And possibly it strikes me that it started in my family when my Uncle Mickey got involved in the Roswell incident when he was at Wright Field.